Anyone who grew up in the 1960s knows who these two are. It's Simon and Garfunkel. And over a five-year period, they recorded a string of hits that defined a generation. They changed the music industry, and many of their songs are still being played on oldie stations around the world. Just the other day, I turned on the radio, and there they were, singing about Mrs. Robinson. I've probably heard that song 100 times, but as I listened to it again, it was like I was hearing it with fresh ears. The chorus goes like this: "And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know." It's such a simple statement. But at its core, I think there's a truth that we can sometimes forget. As children, we're told that Jesus loves us, and we accept that. But as we grow older and we become more and more aware of our fallen nature, we start to forget it. Instead, we fall prey to the lie that there is a point at which our sin will make God stop loving us. From our perspective, that idea makes a lot of sense. We all have limits. There are lines that we draw in our relationships. If you do this, it'll be the end of us. We set our relationships up in a contractual or conditional arrangement. But in our covenantal relationship with God, there is nothing we can do to make Him stop loving us. This is because the truth of the matter is that God's nature is love. That's why I think Simon and Garfunkel's song resonates so much with me. It highlights the truth that God's love for us is so much greater than anything we could ever imagine. He loved us so much that He sent His Son to bring us back into relationship with Him, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, seeks to transform us into those who share the character of Christ. So the next time you're listening to Mrs. Robinson, remember, our triune God really does love us more than we will ever know. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.